Philippine gambling revenue sees 48% growth in the first half of 2023. The first half of 2023 brought the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, a substantial surge in revenues generated through fees and taxes. The country's gaming regulator and operator of state-run casinos reported a 35.6% spike in income during this period, taking in 36.21 billion Philippine pesos, 663 million United States dollars. GGR in the Philippines jumps. The results were the benefit of an overall increase in gross gaming revenue, GGR, of 48.7%, reaching 136.37 billion Philippine pesos, $2.50 billion. Although PAGCOR released the full first half totals, it didn't include a breakdown of the second quarter's performance. Despite this, the agency's previous declaration of earning 17.7 billion Philippine pesos, 324 million United States dollars, hints at a potential revenue of approximately 18.5 billion Philippine pesos, 339 million United States dollars, generated from all verticals during the second quarter. PAGCOR is responsible for granting licenses and overseeing all gaming endeavors throughout the Philippines, while simultaneously managing 43 casinos via its own Filipino casino brand and collaborating with satellite partners. In the first 6 months of 2023, the agency experienced a decline in revenue by 6.7% in comparison to its starting revenue of 38.8 billion Philippine pesos, 710 million United States dollars, in the first half of 2019. PAGCOR's earnings from January to June indicate that gaming and regulatory fees continue to be the primary sources of revenue, contributing 34.12 billion Philippine pesos, 625 million United States dollars, to PAGCOR's funds. This represents a significant increase of 38.0% year-on-year. In light of this, there has been a notable surge in efforts to develop the nation, as evidenced by the substantial growth in contributions. Specifically, PAGCOR has allocated a substantial amount of 22.62 billion Philippine pesos, 414 million United States dollars, in the first half of the year. Of this, 16.20 billion Philippine pesos, 297 million United States dollars, has been channeled to the National Treasury, amounting to 50% of the governmental share. Furthermore, an additional 8 billion Philippine pesos, 146 million United States dollars, is scheduled to be disbursed to the country's national healthcare system. PAGCOR continues community support. In a separate disclosure, PAGCOR revealed that it disbursed 3.61 billion Philippine pesos, 66 million United States dollars, to aid public ventures and governmental initiatives. Furthermore, a total of 1.70 billion Philippine pesos, 31 million United States dollars, was remitted to the Bureau of Internal Revenue as a franchise tax amounting to 5%. Another 19.92 billion Philippine pesos, 365 million United States dollars, was allocated to the Department of Justice. The Philippine Sports Commission, PSC, also received 810.47 million Philippine pesos, 14.9 million United States dollars, alongside an additional 17.97 million Philippine pesos, 329,000 United States dollars, which is earmarked for athletes. Cities that host casino Filipino properties shared 225.86 million Philippine pesos, 4.1 million United States dollars. PAGCOR recently announced that it is going to expand its efforts to enter the online gaming space. Although this segment has faced recent legal challenges in the Philippines, the agency is optimistic about its potential. It said this week that it hopes to have a fully functioning virtual reality casino in place sometime next year.